It's time to find out what's doing around the Singleton LGA with Acting General Manager Dwight Graham. Dwight, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, thank you very much. Just wanted to ask, there's been a number of issues regarding the sinkholes in Broke after those devastating floods. How's that coming along?
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of work done there. I think the first thing I'd say is that initially the term sinkhole says that there's something underneath the ground causing it. It's just merely erosion from the flooding.
Oh, okay. Yep, my bad.
We've determined that.
Yep.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of work done. Resilience New South Wales are leading the charge, but we're making sure that residents' interests are at heart. And so we're working with Public Works New South Wales. They're working with Resilience New South Wales. And we're going to try and get this fixed as quickly as possible. We've also got the mines volunteering resources and fill to put in them. So I'm thinking that we'll get this resolved fairly quickly.
Excellent. So they're going to get pumped out and filled up at some stage reasonably soon. Given the amount of work out there, everything will take a little bit of time, won't it?
Yeah, and we just need to make sure we do things right. I know everybody wants to get things done quickly, but we wouldn't want to do something that ultimately ends up being a quick fix that causes us a problem or causes residents a problem in the future.
I'm sure everybody agrees with you. Now, you've also got a wonderful program, the Drive program, looking for some volunteers to help kids get their licence.
Oh, look, it's a great program. This is the second round of it, and it was really successful earlier this year. We're calling for more volunteers to be part of it. It's quite a life-changing program, and it puts Singleton's young people in the driver's seat. It's award-winning. It's a partnership with Council, the Singleton PCYC, and it's supported by Transport for New South Wales. And it trains volunteers to be able to supervise young learner drivers that otherwise might not be able to tally up their 120 hours so that they can graduate to their P-plates. It's helped open up a number of opportunities. Obviously, having your licence opens up the world to you and things like job opportunities and that. So really exciting. There's a training workshop on Wednesday the 10th of August from 6 till 7.30 at the Singleton Youth Venue. And look, to be a supervisor, you just need to have an unrestricted licence with a clear driving record for 3 years and be able to commit a couple of hours a fortnight to drive with a young person.
It also, Dwight, helps keep families together because, teaching your own teenagers how to drive can cause a lot of angst at the dinner table, as we've all experienced.
Absolutely. I took my two teenage daughters to drive, and when I first took the first one driving lesson, I came out and said to my wife, "Oh my God, I can't do it."
So this is a great way to keep the family together through volunteerism in Singleton.
Yeah, and look, it was super successful early in the year, so we're really calling for volunteers to come in and help.
All right. The Community and Economic Development Fund grants are available at the moment.
Yes, look, round two opened up on the 1st. We're looking for big things that make a significant difference in the Singleton LGA. So community groups, not-for-profits and individuals that have got kind of a vision of a project that would make a difference in the Singleton LGA. We are looking at projects where we would contribute a minimum of $10,000, reasonable-sized projects, either covering the whole project or perhaps there's a shortfall in funding and we can help with that as well. It's a collaboration between Glencore, the Bloomfield Group, and us, and really just to support the economic, social and environmental outcomes in the community.
And how do we apply?
You can visit Council's website to find more and register. You have to go to a session. We want to make sure that people really understand what it is, and the submissions close on the 31st of October.
And the final thing is, of course, we had the Singleton by-election on the 30th of July. When will we expect to see a declaration after the vote counting?
Yeah, so on the 16th of August, the New South Wales Electoral Commission will declare. For anybody that's interested, you can see the live, not so much the live counting, but the votes on a table. It's on the Electoral Commission New South Wales website, and it's updated once or twice a day. The counting's continuing, and from that there's 13 candidates, and there'll be 9 councillors elected. So we look forward to working with whoever those councillors will be.
I'm sure you will. Dwight Graham, Acting General Manager of Singleton Council, thank you very much for joining us for the update. Really appreciate your time.
Pleasure. Great talking to you.